Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. I'm really happy to be here with you. I have just been having such a busy, crazy kind of week. It's actually been the last few weeks. My daughter has been in camp, which has been awesome, but it's also just been like half day camp. And so I'm cramming everything in and trying to get as much done as I can. And I'm finding that I'm working in the evening. So right now I am coming to you at like 8:30 at night. That's when I'm recording this. And but that's fine. I actually really enjoy working at this time. And I'm just so excited to be recording this podcast for you right now. So today we are going to talk about how to set goals. Now, we often think that New Year's is like the best time to set goals. Like that's the time to start something new. That's the time to make a big change, a big transformation, because there is this clear beginning, this clear ending, and this clear beginning between the years. And just want to be totally honest with you, New Year's is like one of my favorite times of year for this very reason. I make setting goals like a super, super big deal during this time of year. I just absolutely love it. It feels fresh and new and exciting. But the truth is that each of us, you, me, everyone, we are all given an opportunity to create something new, start something new, have a new beginning, not just every year, but every quarter, every month, every week, every day, and every single moment of the day. Now, when I had a yoga studio, for many years, and the slogan that we had, the thing that we would print on all of our flyers and we made t-shirts and all of that, they said, begin where you are. And I believe in this deeply. I believe that you can begin something new right where you are with what you know and what you have, and that you can do that again and again and again. Like you can begin again. You can set a goal. You can set an intention, and you can, if you get off track, you can begin again. You can set a new course, create a new path, like set brand new goals whenever you want and whenever you need to. It does not need to be at the beginning of a new year or any other special day. It can simply be like right now, right this moment, right where you are. And this is important because as an entrepreneur, beginning where you are, as well as setting goals, is really at the heart of everything. It's at the heart of everything. It's how you are going to make progress with your business. It's how you're going to grow your business. It's how you're going to get through the tough days. I'm being very serious about this. It's very true. You have to have a goal that you're working towards. You have to have goals that you've set up. And I'm going to go through that process today. So if you don't have a goal setting process in place, I want you to stay with me because it's going to be really imperative as for your success as an entrepreneur to know how to set goals and to know how to work on those goals and to know how to achieve your goals. So before you get going with setting goals, I think it's really important that you understand the job of a goal. Have you ever even thought of that? Like, have you ever thought that each goal has a job? Like goals have a job? Well, they do. Like the job of goal is very simple. A goal is just arbitrary. It's literally, literally something that you make up. You just decide one day, this is my goal. And you just make it up. And the goal, the job of the goal is to create this container for the decisions that you make around your goal. Take all that in. Like your goal's job is to create a container for which you make decisions in. It gives the actions that you take in your life, in your business, a parameter. Think about that. Like your goal is a container for which your actions are taking place within. Your goal creates a measurement for who you are being and whether that is working or not. Oh my gosh, like take that in. So like if you think about the actual definition, if you were to look this up, the actual definition of a goal is an aim or a desired result, okay? So your goal's job essentially is to give you something to aim for. It gives you a container, it gives you something to aim for. It's an endpoint to direct your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. It's a container for your growth and your evolution. I really want you to take this in because it's very important as an entrepreneur that you create a container for your growth and your evolution. Now, the other thing I want you to take in here with all of this information is that your goal's job is not to excite you. I know, like what does that even mean? Why do we even talk about that? It's your job as the entrepreneur, as the human being, to get excited about your goal, to decide why it is exciting to pursue. Mind blown, right? Like your goal it's a job. The job is to create a container for your growth and evolution. Your goal's job is not to excite you. That's about you. That's about what you're bringing to it. And that's about you deciding why your goal is exciting. The second thing I want you to know is that our brains like to underestimate. Our brains like to underestimate how much time, how much effort, and how much practice, and actually how much action that we will have to take to achieve something. And your brain will for sure do this with every single goal. Now, I remember when I decided to run a marathon many years ago, and I joined a training group, and I envisioned the whole process actually being very easy. Like I was like, well, I'll just be a part of this group, and that will, that's just going to kind of take care of all of it for me. And I underestimated how much energy the training runs. Like we would have these super long on Saturdays. We would have these training runs that were very long and very intense. And I underestimated how much energy those runs would take. And I would literally sleep for hours after the training day. I would get home, eat as much food as I possibly could, and then get in bed. I had no idea that that was going to be a part of the training. Like I didn't know that's how I was going to feel. I underestimated how much my body would ache, how often I would need to replace my running shoes, and how boring running actually was. Like I just underestimated all of that. Now I want you to know that I accomplished my goal of running a marathon, but it was one of the hardest things I had ever done. And by the way, up until that point, I'd only run like a few 5Ks in my life, and I just decided I'm going to run a marathon. And maybe running a few half marathons would have better prepared me because I really didn't quite understand how much was going to be involved. So a lot of our goals, especially in the beginning, especially as we're starting out, especially when we're excited, they actually need to be smaller than we think. Like we get really big and really excited. And I'm offering all of this to you so you can begin to think about like, how can I actually form this goal so that it's something that I can actually hold on to? Because if you have not learned how to properly estimate the energy and the amount of energy that your goal is going to take, it's just going to make it harder. Now, you may not have all of that information, but I'm giving it to you now so that as you work through the process I'm going to offer you today, you can begin to see, did I underestimate here? Is this far more energy and action, more actions than I realized? Do I need to tweak here a little bit? Is this taking a lot out of me? That you are just recognizing that your brain is doing a very normal thing. It underestimates how much is involved, and that happens to all of us with every single goal. So when setting a goal, it's super important to just give consideration to the energy, the effort, and the skill required to achieve the goal. Get real with yourself about that because it will make setting your goal and measuring your goal far easier. Okay, so now that you know that it takes effort to achieve anything and that your brain will underestimate how much energy a goal takes, I am hoping that you feel a couple of things. I'm hoping that you feel less alone if setting and achieving goals has been hard for you, because these are very real things to happen to all of us. And it's about overcoming these things, right? And also just acknowledging and realizing like, right, it's hard for everybody. And my brain is just doing this thing like everybody's brain is doing. It's going after something really big. It's underestimating. And you're just getting on top of it. And you're realizing, you're creating awareness around what happens when you set a goal. Now I want to talk to you about how do you actually go about setting goals. Now the process that I'm going to walk you through is the same process that I use with my clients. It's a very simple process. It's a very effective process. It's a very powerful process, especially if you see it all the way through. So I think about setting goals as a four-step process. Okay, so I'm going to list out the steps and then we're going to go through them together. So step number one, that you're going to define the goal. Step two, decide how to measure it. Step three, break it up. And step four, check in often. Okay. So as an entrepreneur, or even if you're just like, I'm kind of thinking about going out on my own, I'm thinking about having a side hustle, wherever you are on the entrepreneurial journey, setting goals and following a process will make the difference in achieving your goals. And it's just so important. It'll make the difference in achieving your goals and creating the business that you are envisioning, creating the business that you want to be in, creating the business that makes an impact. So I want you to take notes today or listen through this again. You know, just take all the information in, listen to it again if you need to, and then start. Start with step one, which is define the goal. We're going to begin there right now. So I want you to think about what outcome you are currently working towards. What is a result that you are wanting right now? Like, what is it that you're really wanting to create in your business for yourself? You can think about this in terms of something tangible, like making money, gaining more clients. Maybe it's a specific offering that you're wanting to create, like a membership. Just have something. Is something resonating there? Now, what I listed so far is like tangible goals, something that has a number related to it, right? Something that you can measure easily. Now, there's a whole nother set of goals, though, that you can look at that are not as tangible. They're more abstract, and those are perfectly fine, okay? So maybe it's not about the money for you. Maybe the goal, the outcome, the result that you're wanting to have right now, wherever you are in your business, is that you want to feel more confident. You want to be less stressed. You want to feel less anxious. You want to make clearer decisions. Now, those are more abstract goals. Now, you can have a tangible goal, you can have a more abstract goal. One is not better than the other. Just good to know which kind of goal are you setting, because it's going to show up differently for you. The process is going to look a little bit different based on the kind of goal you're setting. So do you have a goal in mind right now? Keep it in mind as we go along here. And if you don't have a goal defined, like, no problem, okay? It'll come to you, brainstorm on it. And next time you go for a walk or take a shower, I'll just come to you, right, when you aren't purposely thinking about it. Okay, so let's go to step two. Step two is deciding how to measure your goal. So measuring your goal is all about how you know if it's working. That's why you're measuring your goals. It's helpful to know, is the work I'm doing towards my goal, is it making a difference? Now, for some of you, this is going to feel just like super duper clear. Like, you're going to be, if you have a tangible goal, like making money or adding more clients, there's data that you're going to see. There's numbers you're following. It's going to feel like, oh, I know how I can measure that goal. That's going to feel easy. So if you have a tangible goal like making money, how you will measure your goal will include lots of numbers, right? There's going to be an actual breakdown, like, of how much money do you want to make and in how much time, and like, how much do you want to make in a quarter and in a month and each week. You can break that all down. There's actual numbers involved, and it can feel super clear to track whether you're hitting your goal or you're not. Now, if you have a more abstract goal, like feeling more confident, let's say, the way you will measure your goal will be different, but it's no less important. So if you have a more abstract goal, I want to really emphasize that this is a vital step. You do not skip it because you're like, I don't know how to measure it. This is a vital step. I'm going to show you right now how you can create a measurement around it. So for example, if your goal is to feel more confident, what are some ways you could measure that? So if you have a goal that feels a bit more abstract, think about, how could you measure it? You want to decide up front, like right now, before you start working on your goal, how you're going to measure your goal so you can tell what you are doing is working. Okay, this is similar to the tangible goal. Like, you want to decide, how can I actually decide whether this is working? How can I see if this is working or not? So if you are feeling a lack of confidence, just notice, where does that lack of confidence show up? Maybe for you, you notice that you feel a lack of confidence when you do Facebook Lives, let's say. So one way to measure that is, like, maybe you create a confidence scale where following a Facebook Live, you pick a number 1 through 10 that measures how confident you felt during the Facebook Live. Okay. Now, this is a super simple example, but I want you to see that you can take an abstract goal and make it something measurable. You can make it more measurable, and just by getting a little creative and resourceful. Okay. So I want you to take some time. If you have more of an abstract goal, think about like, how could I measure this? Like, what would this look like? And you can just think of whatever would work for you, just some measurement that makes sense to you. And creating this measurement gives your brain a map. It gives your brain a map to refer to. So when you say, am I on the right track? Am I going in the right direction? Am I almost there? You can look at your measurement and say, yes, I am almost there. Yes, I'm on the right track. Yes, I'm going in the right direction. Or no, I'm not. And you can do this for whatever type of goal you have. Now let's go to step three. Step three is breaking down the goal. Now you want to break up your goal into steps. And this particular step, step three, is insanely important, like super important for a couple of reasons. Imagine if your success hinges only on one goal with one big measurement. There's a good chance that you won't believe that your goal is working, that you are getting there until you've gotten all the way to the finish line, because that's how our brains work. Now, if I had signed up for my marathon training and I had signed up for my training and all we did was run and then we did the marathon, that would have been really hard for me to keep the momentum up. But instead, what we did was we had a schedule and we had runs that we would do when we would have training times that we would try to meet. And then we'd have these mini races along the way. And it was a 6-month period. We would have like a 5K race and then we did like a 10K race and then we did a half marathon and we did all these mini races within the training with our training group. And it wasn't for the public. It was just for us to see that like we're making progress, we're feeling into the progress and we're having something to work towards. Our coach broke it down into those different chunks and it made it so much easier. And it made it so much easier to believe that I could get to the finish line when we did the marathon. It made it possible for my brain to like actually go to that space and believe that it was working. And our brains love to be really binary. They love to be very black and white. They love to know, is it working or is it not working? And if all of the focus is, if you have one goal and one measurement and all of your focus is on this one goal and on the finish line, you will never get the chance to believe it's working along the way. So if you can break up the goal into smaller chunks, you will have so much more success, so much more momentum, and you will have just like a path. You will have something to follow. And what's really important about this is if you break up your large goal into smaller goals, something that's like by quarter, by month, by week, however you could break it up into chunks, it will allow you to recognize, to acknowledge, to experience small wins. And you will also have the opportunity to go, oh, I'm not actually experiencing any wins. You might discover that something's not working. You might go, oh my God, this is just not what I thought, and this is not where I want to go, or this is not working at all. And you can ask yourself, like, why is it not working? And what changes can I make? When you break your goal up into smaller chunks, you will have that opportunity to shift course when you need to. And this will also just create a space where you can examine the goal and decide if there are like any changes that need to be made to the actual goal. As you're going along, as you're gathering more information, you can decide like, do I actually need to change the parameter here? Do I need to change my container? And you might discover too that like this is way harder than you thought it was going to be. Like this goal that you set, you're like, whoa, this is like, I underestimated. My brain went to that place. And this is way harder than I thought it was going to be. And maybe I've shot too big and I need to tweak the goal slightly. Or maybe you realize I didn't make the goal big enough. Like I'm like speeding through this goal. I need to make it harder. I need to tweak it in different directions. I need to think bigger and go bolder with my goal. So when you break it up into chunks, you get to create that opportunity for that information to come into sight. Okay, let's move to step four. Step four is checking in often. Now, this is where many entrepreneurs get tripped up. They set the goal, they create a measurement, they break the goal down, but then they never check in on their progress. Now, if this is you, no problem here, right? You can always change course. But I want you to know that avoiding talking about your goal, looking at the data around your goal is probably like one of the worst ways to go about hitting a goal. I'm just gonna be totally honest with you. It's not the most effective way to get to where you want to go. This is like an example here is like, this is kind of like if you took a wrong turn on a road trip, but you refuse to look at the map to see where you went wrong because you might not like what you see. Like, that would be so silly, right? Like, how could you possibly course correct if you don't look? If you don't look at where you're at on the map, if you don't look at your measurements, if you don't look at the way you've broken the goal up, you may course correct over time. You might get back on the right path over time. But that might, if you go back to the driving example, that might involve like driving around a lot. You may figure out where you are and how to get where you are, and you can look at the signs, but it would just take so much longer. And it would be so much faster if you just looked at the map, right? You just looked at your goal and you looked at your measurements and you looked how you broke the goal up and you just made changes. And I want to offer you this as you think about like checking in on your goal, like what that would look like for you. I want to offer you this. Checking in is where you will find all of the good, juicy information. Like, this is where you gather the information. This is where you make the changes. This is where you have the momentum. This is where you make the decision to keep moving forward. Checking in often on your goal is how you will achieve your goal. This is like the golden ticket right here, okay? So checking in on your goal looks like looking at your data, looking at your scales, looking at the way that you decided to measure your goal. You're checking in often. You're looking at where are you now in relation to the goal that you set, that endpoint that you set, that result that you want. You keep checking in. You keep checking in. And you check in so that you have a deep understanding about where you are now and if you need to make any changes. Again, this is how you keep moving forward. This is how you will achieve your goal. So, to sum it up, here are the steps. Set the goal. Decide how to measure your goal. Break the goal up and check in often. This is an amazing way to get better at setting and achieving your goals. It's really very simple. You could map this out today, like in an hour, like a few minutes, right? I was going to say an hour, but I don't even think it needs to be that long. It's something you can just map out right now on a sticky note even, and just like begin to get what's inside, outside of you, write it down, and then give it more life and just continue to work with it. Take these steps and make them your own. Now, I'm teaching you what I have learned over my career as a business owner. I've learned a lot from other people about coaching and different practices, or not coaching, excuse me, on goal setting and practices. And I've taken all of that, okay? And I've asked, like, does this work for me? What would work better for me? How can I make this work for me? And I encourage you to do the same thing. Decide how these steps can work for you and just get to it. Just make it work, okay? Just take these steps, start, tweak as you need to, just go out there, make it happen, get into action, get into belief, and get to it. And then let me know what happens for you. Let me know what you think. Let me know what happens as a result of taking these steps. All right, that's what I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got what you needed today, and I hope it sparks something for you. And I also hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week with more tools to help you make things happen. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.